Richard Kaplan is a voice of Chicago sports, and he's on WGNRadio.com right now.
This is usually the unofficial start of the trading season or the free agent season. Everybody's got their managers in place, and you start laying the groundwork. Was that the bulk of your time and how it was spent in Orlando with Theo?
Yeah, you know, it's always pretty much the same at those meetings. You try to catch up with every GM and every team. And, you know, even though you do it on the phone all the time now, they're still different in person. You get a chance to have dinner with those guys a few nights when you're down there, and that really helps. And then all the agents go down there as well, so you try to set up meetings with all the agents. So it really is the groundwork. You know, a lot of things that start at the GM meetings and I'm carrying over to getting done in December. So, you know, not much gets done, in early November or mid-November, but a lot of it, the groundwork gets laid for deals that happen in December.
We see a guy like Marlon Byrd. He's already signed with the Philadelphia Phillies 2 years for $16 million. Is that unusual to see someone jump that quickly?
Yeah, it is. I think sometimes, a team can be really aggressive and just decide, hey, this is a position I need to fill. This is a guy that I really want. Usually, players want to see more of a market develop, and so most agents are reluctant to sign this early in the offseason. But I think sometimes when they might feel like a guy might not have a huge market or might only have a couple of interested teams, they're willing to do that. But for the most part, agents, just like teams, they want to lay the groundwork. They want to get a feel for who all the suitors are, and then they take their time, and you see a lot of deals get done, right around the winter meetings in early December.
Jay, when there's players like Marlon Byrd or Melky Cabrera who have been under the performance-enhancing drug umbrella, and they get signed as quickly as they do and they get the big coin out there, it always kind of amazes me that teams aren't worried that the performance is going to drop off. How do you look at that?
It's a difficult thing. I think it's gotten a lot better in this game. We're getting to a place where you feel like, for the most part, the performance is legitimate and clean. Obviously, 7-10 years ago when you're looking at players, it was something you had to consider, and you weren't doing your job if you didn't at least ask the question or do some digging. And so, it's great that the game is getting cleaner, and as it does, hopefully we have to deal with that stuff less and less. I think that when there are, when a player has a positive incident, there are going to be thoughts about how it impacts them going forward, because obviously the next positive is a 100-game suspension. And that's something you have to obviously consider during the process. But, it's less and less, and, that's a really good thing for this game.
You and Theo have been very transparent about the process and what's going on. The farm system has rocketed up the ratings. But the fan base says, okay, we got Rick Renteria in place. They're putting the staff together. Do you see a major-type move possibly coming this offseason, whether that be free agent or through a trade where you go, whoa, didn't see that one coming?
It's hard to sit here and say, you never know what is going to, what's going to line up for you. It would be difficult to characterize whether I see a really big move in our future. But, I think for the most part, I think that we're probably going to continue the way we have been, really trying to build up our base, trying to make moves, that make sense for the short term and long term. And if something that's big makes sense in that regard, we'll do it. But I think we've been pretty transparent that, where we are as an organization, we think we have a really bright future. And we think we're a lot closer to winning a World Series than we were 2 years ago, but we don't want to short circuit that process by jumpstarting it. And I think there's plenty of examples of teams that were building and they all of a sudden tried to hit the gas too quickly. And it really, kind of ruin the entire process. So, I think that's a long way of saying if something lines up, it makes a lot of sense, we would. But it's got to make a lot of sense for our future.
Jed, I just want to let you know, from my perspective, I think you guys are doing it exactly the right way. But it seems like it's going to take time, obviously, and fans are going to get impatient. Is it still easy enough or just realistic enough for you guys to say, we're going to do what's best for the franchise as far as us getting to the World Series, even if publicly it might not be, you won't have fans jumping up and down?
Well, Theo always says in the office, I know someone said to him when he was taking this job that, takes a lot of strength and a lot of, resolve to be patient. And I think that's the case, that we really believe we're doing this the right way. We believe we're building something that is going to, be really good and really special for a long time. And in doing that, we have to do it the right way. And I think that to try to appease everyone and try to, try to do everything to win right now, we don't think that'd be the right thing. Will we try to make sure that it's a good product? Will we try to make sure that, the fans are excited to come to the ballpark? We'll certainly try to do that. But to try to speed things up or hit the fast forward button just because people are impatient, I think that's the wrong thing, because we know that the end result is going to be great, and we want to make sure we get there the right way.
We're talking to Cubs GM and Vice President Jed Hoyer here on WGN for a couple more minutes. When I asked you that question, a major move could be something totally unexpected, either by trade or John Heyman wrote the other day, maybe the Cubs and Marlins swap top prospects because they're pitching rich, you're position player rich. It doesn't have to be signing a huge free agent that maybe doesn't fit in with the timeline you guys are on. Agree?
Yeah, and that's why I sort of left the door, slightly ajar when you asked that question. I think that those kind of deals, a lot of times they make sense on paper. I think you'd love to make a good old fashioned baseball trade and trade, strength for strength and maybe address a weakness by doing that. And I'd love for that to be the case. It's hard to do. A lot of times teams don't want to do that. Even when a deal might make a lot of sense. And, it's fun to think about sometimes, like I said, making a good old-fashioned baseball trade as opposed to, what it seems like 99% of the trades are made based on, where a team is in the standings or based on payroll or things like that. When it's just a couple of young players or a couple of prospects getting traded because of, a team's needs, that's a great thing for the game.
Jed, we got a text coming in here from the 714. He wants to know, or she wants to know, if Darwin Barney's going to be your second baseman.
I certainly expect he will, yeah. I think Darwin didn't have the year with the bat that he wanted, and I have every confidence he's going to come back and have a much better year. And he's so valuable to us defensively. He's an impact defender, and I think he's the best second baseman in the game. And he's just a heady player, so... Darwin will come back next year and have a better year. And, I think when I look at our team in general, I have a lot of confidence in Rizzo and Castro and Barney. We'll get back to the levels they've established, in the past. And, all three of those guys had years that were below their norms. And we get a huge jump just having those guys bounce back. And we're going to work hard to make sure that happens.
We had Jeff Samardzija on the show. He called in on the show the other day. And I asked him about the potential of getting a deal done or potential of being moved, and he said, look, let me just be 100% clear. I want to win, and that's the number one thing, but I want it to be here. I have no interest in pitching anywhere else. I want to win and win big with the Chicago Cubs. When you hear that, does that maybe make you feel better after you hear all this about this long-term deal didn't happen or that, or he may get traded or he may want out? He was pretty emphatic that he's not looking to go anywhere.
Yeah, and we certainly, we appreciate that he says that. And, Jeff, he's fairly local, being from Indiana and going to Notre Dame. And I think he appreciates what, Cubs mean to the city and how special it would be to win here. And, we obviously aren't going to go into the details of, the conversations between us and Jeff or us and his agent. But obviously we've had discussions because we'd like to keep him. And there's no question about that he's a great competitor and he's only getting better as a starting pitcher. So, we've had those discussions precisely because we want to keep him, and I'm sure we'll keep having those conversations.
When do you think the market picks up? You start talks now. We saw one signing, Marlon Byrd. When do you think we'll start to see whether it's Robinson Cano or somebody at that level plus some trades start to happen? Not to winter meetings?
Yeah, I think that, right after Thanksgiving, those deals start to come in. I know a lot of times agents like to try to create a little bit of a feeding frenzy and a media frenzy if they get the player to the winter meetings. And so that's why there's so many signings when you go to the winter meetings, because all the teams are in the same place and you can really speed up the the pace of negotiations and get some urgency. So, you know, agents know that. They're smart, and, you know, they like to try to do those at the winter meetings, and I don't think this year is going to be any different.
The David Kaplan Show on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
And on your app, WGNRadio.com.